how much of Sydney's historical fabric has been destroyed over the years?
So it's a bit difficult to give a percentage or an exact measure, but huge swaths of the city as it was constructed, particularly in the 19th and early 20th centuries, have been destroyed. And all you actually need to do is take a walk from sections of the rocks, for example, where those old sandstone buildings are still standing, into the center of the CBD, where nothing remains anymore, for one to realize how much is gone. It's still happening, and it's a huge problem, because when we take down buildings with history, we can't replace them. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Are there any protections in place to protect heritage buildings in Sydney?
Yes, of course there are. If something is considered of heritage value, it has to be nominated, it will be evaluated by a committee, and then it'll be put on a list for protection. So I think possibly one of the most famous current examples is the Sirius building, which I mentioned in the article, a building that people seem to either love or hate, partly because of the style in which it was constructed. It's a great example of a style that was called quite aptly brutalism, because those buildings used exposed concrete in what is visually a pretty harsh kind of aesthetic, but this was a worldwide movement, aesthetic movement in the 60s and 70s, and there are very few good examples in the city of Sydney. So in the case of that building, a group of concerned citizens and architects banded together to try to get the building listed and protected. And then once it's heritage protected, then at least in theory, it's going to remain.
Why do you think keeping cultural places are important to Sydney City?
Well, they're critical to the quality of life that we have in the city. So the article that you're asking me about was really my attempt to make an argument for protecting this incredible dance facility that Sydney Dance Company has now in Ultimo, in an area where there's virtually nothing on offer, either culturally, or actually there's virtually nothing there other than residential and some commercial, very little commercial space. So why are those spaces so important? Because they enhance and enrich the lives of the people who live in the city. They offer us things both that are for our leisure time, but also offer, when we're talking about, for example, art galleries or museums, they're not just making an offer of leisure time activity, but also of activities that allow us to engage in parts of human creativity that we might not normally engage in. And those things, I think, are really critical to the life of any city. So if you remove them, then what do you have left?
Does City for Sydney, their future planning, take into account the need for cultural places in Sydney?
Absolutely. No, absolutely it does. And one of the interesting provisions in the planning code, which is one of the, what I've argued for in the article, is keep the dance facility that's there and then just build what you want to build on top, develop in the airspace, which the City of Sydney Planning Code allows for, so that you end up having a win-win. You keep the cultural facility that provides for something special that enriches our lives, but you also allow the developer to use the space to change the nature of the neighborhood in a positive way. So I think it's really critical to understand that one doesn't need to exist in place of the other, but that we can have both. We can have a culturally rich city and also a city that keeps changing and evolving to meet new needs.
And what other historical areas or buildings are currently under threat by developers?
Oh, in the city of Sydney at the moment? That's a great question, and you have now run into the sea of my ignorance. I'm not sure. I can tell you that there are whole neighborhoods that I would argue had significance that have been torn down because of the WestConnex project. Areas that had really great turn-of-the-century terrace buildings. I wouldn't have torn down. But other projects other than the Sirius, which has now been rescued, it looks like, I'm not sure.
And what sort of benefits are there for neighborhoods with creative spaces?
What kinds of benefits you have? Oh, all sorts of benefits. Places for leisure time activity. The Sydney Dance Company, the students who are attending classes at the new facility in Ultimo are comprised partly of a group of students who also went to the Walsh Bay facility that's being renovated at the moment. But also there's a whole new audience, apparently, of people who find the location convenient and go there. So one of the benefits is leisure time activities. Another benefit is educational activities. You learn about art forms or cultural practices that aren't part of your everyday routine, and that's obviously going to enrich you. Community activity, the fact that you come to a place like this and meet other people and get to know the people in your community, I'd say that those would be three primary benefits that the community would receive. And of course, I guess another one is that places like Sydney Dance Company activate the neighborhood so that you have people on the streets all day long. You know, not a lot of times, depending on what's going on in a particular neighborhood, it's activated certain times of the day more and other times of the day less. And so if you have mixed use, that means educational facilities, cultural facilities, and residential and commercial, you're going to have much more 24-hour activation, which makes for a more energized city and also a safer city.